USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Washington, D.C., ending his vacation from Camp David earlier than planned to address the nation regarding the escalating crisis in Afghanistan. The president set to deliver remarks scheduled for 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. U.S. troops have been able to maintain control of the airport thus far, but thousands of Afghans are now trying to flee the country, and at least seven Afghans have died. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells MSNBC U.S. troops in Afghanistan are continuing to secure the Kabul airport.
There should be sufficient forces to be able to provide security for the airport so, again, we can return to those civilian evacuation flights for American citizens who happen to be in Afghanistan, for Afghans who worked alongside us over the past 20 years.
A total of 7,000 U.S. troops are in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.